You're listening to a podcast from Victory. As we pray, the Holy Spirit fills us to proclaim His word with boldness. Learn more about this message in week 5 of our series, A New Hope.
Hello everyone. Maraming salamat sa inyong pagsama sa ating worship service ngayong araw. Ang ating seryeng New Hope na nagsimula noong Holy Week ay magtatapos ngayon. Ano ba ang ating new hope? Ano ang bagong pag-asa para sa atin? May mga tao ngayon, naghahanap po sila ng new hope o bagong pag-asa. For example, sa relationship, noong enhanced community quarantine, sila po ay nawalay sa kanila pong mga mahal sa buhay. At ngayon, naghahanap sila ng bagong pag-asa na makapiling muli ang kanila pong mga mahal sa buhay. Yung iba, naghahanap po ng bagong pag-asa sa trabaho, sapagkat noong nag-lockdown, nawalan po sila ng trabaho. Yung iba, naghahanap ng bagong pag-asa sa transportation dahil sa ngayon, talaga namang konting-konti pa lang ang lumalabas po mga public transport. Kaya po para magkaroon sila ng bagong pag-asa, bumili po yung iba ng bisikleta. Tayo po bilang po mga takasunod po ng ating Panginoong Jesus, nakatuon po ang ating bagong pag-asa sa ating Panginoong Jesus. Sa kanyang ginawa po para sa atin, na siya po ay namatay sa krus, siya ay nabuhay muli, tayo ay binigyan ng kaligtasan sa ating mga kasalanan, at tayo po ay nagkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. Yan po yung ating new hope. At dahil sa new hope na ipinagkaloob ng Panginoong Jesus, bumalik siya sa kanyang Ama sa langit at pinadala niya ang Holy Spirit sa araw po ng Pentecost. Doon po sa Acts chapter 2, pinuspos ng Holy Spirit ang disciples ng Panginoong Jesus para kanilang ipagpatuloy ang gawain ni Lord na nagbibigay ng bagong pag-asa. Alam niyo po ang good news, tayo ngayon, bahagi po tayo sa pagpapatuloy ng gawain ni Lord na nagbibigay ng bagong pag-asa. Kaya sabihin mo sa kasama mo ngayon na nanonood dito sa mensaheng ito, sabihin mo sa iyong sarili kung ikaw ay nag-iisa, ako ay bahagi sa gawain ng Panginoong Jesus na nagbibigay ng new hope. Ang tanong po para sa atin, paano pa natin palalaganapin ang gawain ng Panginoong Jesus? Paano pa tayo magiging tagapaghatid ng bagong pag-asa na nagmumula sa Kanya? So ngayon pong araw na ito, ating pong ipagpapatuloy ang kwento po ni Peter at John pagkatapos po nilang pagalingin ang isang lumpo na namamalimos sa may gate ng templo sa Acts chapter 4. Tayo po'y manalangin. Ama naming Diyos, salamat po sa kalayaan na kami po ay makarinig at makapag-aral ng iyong mga salita. Dalangin po namin, Holy Spirit, na bigyan niyo po kami ng pangunawa sa inyong mga salita at aming pong ipamuhay ito para po sa inyo. Ito po ang aming dalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Dahil po sa pagpapagaling nina Peter at John sa isang lumpong namamalimos doon po sa may gate sa templo, yung pong mga tao po sa templo namangha. Miracle po yung nangyari, di po ba? Kaya si Peter at John, kinuha po nila yung pagkakataon na ipahayag yung gospel. Alam naman natin yung gospel, di po ba? The gospel is about the life, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yan po yung gospel. At ngayon po, babasahin po natin yung Acts chapter 4, verse 1 to 2 onwards. Ito po yung ating initial reading. Ito po ang nasasabi dito, and as they were speaking, the people, the priests, and the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. So sa makatwid po, si Peter and John, they were proclaiming that the resurrection had already taken place in Jesus. So yung pong mga pare doon sa templo, yung pong kapitan ng templo, yung mga Sadducees, this high-ranking priest, galit na galit sila sa ginagawa po ni Peter and John. Kaya ang ginawa po nila sa kanila, inaresto po nila sila Peter and John at ikinulong. Kasama po sa nagpakulong yung Sadducees. Alam niyo po yung Sadducees, sila po yung mga pare na hindi po naniniwala sa Himala o Miracle. Sila po yung mga hindi naniniwala sa pag-asa ng resurrection. Kaya sila ay sad. Sad, you see. Alam niyo po, the Sadducees, the priest, the captain of the temple, they were persecuting Peter and John. They were opposing the proclamation of the gospel. Alam niyo po, yun po yung reality po sa atin po mga tagasunod ni Jesus. There is persecution as we proclaim the gospel. In fact, sabi nga po ni Jesus, ang ating Panginoong Jesus, sa kanya po mga disciples in John 15 verse 20, "Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours." Kaya po, again, as we follow Jesus, that's part of the package, yung persecution as we proclaim the gospel. Subalit, doon po sa Acts verse 4, chapter 4 verse 4, sabi po dito, "But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. So kahit po may opposition doon sa pagpapahayag ng gospel, sabi po ng Bible, there were about 5,000 men. Men pa lang po yun, hindi pa binibilang yung mga babae, na nakarinig ng word ni God yung gospel at sila po ay naniwala. In other words, God continues to save people as we continue to proclaim the gospel even if there is persecution. Maaari pong sinasabi po ninyo, "Pastor, na-share ko naman na yung gospel sa aking family, sa aking mga friends. Narinig nila yung gospel, pero hindi po sila naniwala sa gospel. Paano yun, Pastor?" Alam niyo po, let's trust God that in His own timing and purpose, He will save them. Because it is God's responsibility to save people, and it is our responsibility to proclaim the gospel. Let's just proclaim the gospel and let God save people. Amen? In verse 5 of Acts 4, "On the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, 'By what power or by what name did you do this?'" So ito na po sa harapan po ng religious council, si Peter and John are now being interrogated for what they did. In verse 8, it says, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, 'Rulers of the peoples and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, verse 10, let it be known to all of you and to all people of Israel, but that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him, this man is standing before you well." Si Peter, he was so straightforward na sinabi po niya na si Jesus ang nagpagaling sa lumpong namamalimos. Verse 11 and 12, "This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." In other words, Peter was so straightforward na sinabi niya, si Jesus lamang ang tanging kaligtasan natin sa ating mga kasalanan. He was saying that in front of a group of people na ang kanilang paniniwala ay religion ang kaligtasan. And so ang tanong, ano po ang meron kay Peter at naipahayag niya itong gospel na ito ng ganito? You know, in verse 13 it said, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, common men, they were astonished and they recognized that they had been with Jesus." They saw the boldness of Peter. In the NIV, it said, "They saw the courage of Peter and John." In the New American Standard Bible, it said, "They observed the confidence of Peter and John." So, Peter was indeed bold in proclaiming the gospel to these religious leaders. In fact, dalawa pong klase po ng boldness or courage. Yung isa po is the type na ang tawag po ay reckless courage. Reckless dahil hindi po siya unaware, may courage siya, may boldness siya, pero hindi po siya aware doon sa danger po na haharapin niya. Pero po yung pangalawang courage naman ay yung courage or boldness ni Peter na yes, there is danger na haharapin ni Peter, but hindi po siya natinag. He knows, he was aware of the danger he is facing, but nevertheless, he will not hold back. He will continue to speak the word of God. Alam niyo po, minsan, yung takot ang pwedeng umiral, o yung rejection, di ba? O yung failure, fear of failure can creep in and it can hinder us in proclaiming the gospel. Pero alam niyo po, si Jesus, meron po siyang pangako sa mga followers niya, sa mga disciples niya, that Jesus will give them that supernatural enablement to speak boldly. In fact, it said in Luke 12, verse 11 and 12, sabi doon, "And when they will bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious about how you should defend yourself, for what you should say," sabi po ni Lord. Verse 12, "For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say." So sa makatwid po, si Luke, the physician who wrote the letter of Acts, the book of Acts, was so clear in verse 8 when he wrote it, sabi doon, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them. So Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. Peter was so filled with the Holy Spirit that he was able to boldly proclaim the gospel. So the word filled with the Holy Spirit is Peter yielded to the Holy Spirit. Peter submitted to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit now gave him the power to speak the gospel with boldness. So the point here is this: being filled with the Holy Spirit enables us to proclaim the gospel with boldness. With no infilling of the Holy Spirit, there's no boldness. Diba, lahat po tayo rito ngayon in this worship service, we need the infilling of the Holy Spirit for us to proclaim the gospel with boldness. Hindi lang po si pastor, every disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ need the infilling of the Holy Spirit for us to proclaim the gospel with boldness. And so, you know, I remember si Adam Diaz, one of our leaders in church, during this quarantine, siya po minsan ay bumili ng mga prutas kay Aling Zenny, and naka-interact po niya si Aling Zenny, and he found out na si Aling Zenny po ay punong-puno po ng takot at pangamba dahil po sa COVID-19. So, Adam Diaz felt led na ibahagi yung salvation, yung gospel. And guess what? The Holy Spirit gave him the enablement to share the gospel. And praise God, si Aling Zenny, tinanggap po niya si Jesus bilang kanyang Panginoon at tagapagligtas. At nag-request pa si Aling Zenny kay Adam na ibahagi din daw ni Adam yung gospel sa husband ni Aling Zenny. So, we need the infilling of the Holy Spirit for us to proclaim the gospel with boldness. In verse 21 of Acts 4, alin po yung mga religious council, or they call it the Sanhedrin, wala po silang magawa. They cannot punish them. Wala silang makitang parusa na gagawin nila kay Peter and John. And it says in verse 21, when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people, for all were praising God for what had happened. Ang ginawa po ni Peter and John, sa verse 23, when they were released, nung sila po ay napalaya, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priest and the elders had said to them. So, makikita po natin dito na pumunta po sila sa kanila pong mga kasama, yung kanila sa church. They went to the church. Na in the midst of opposition, hindi po sila nagpanik. Hindi po sila nagkawatak-watak kahit po may persecution. Lumapit po si Peter and John sa church. And I believe the same way with us, that even there will be persecution, let's continue to unite ourselves, even if the gospel is being opposed. So, again, in verse 23, it said there, Peter and John reported. Nag-report sila, ikwinento nila sa church yung paano sila na-aresto, paano yung pagkakulong nila, yung interrogation nila sa religious leaders. So imagine with me the story. Diba? Na siguro yung kwento ni Peter ay ganito, no? Sinasabi siguro nila na, alam nyo, nung pumunta kami dun sa templo, yung impression ng Holy Spirit, ang napakalakas na pagalingin namin yung lumpong namamalimos doon sa gate ng temple. Kaya sinunod namin yung leading ng Holy Spirit. At dahil doon, gumaling, kumilos yung Holy Spirit sa taong yon. Gumaling siya, nakatayo siya at naglakad. Namangha yung mga tao sa templo. Kaya kinuha namin yung pagkakataon na i-share yung gospel sa kanila. At dahil doon, nagalit yung mga pares sa templo. Inaresto kami, kinulong kami. Following day, ang nangyari sa amin, in-interrogate kami. Wala silang makita sa amin. Alam nyo, nung in-interrogate kami, pinuspos kami ng Holy Spirit. Binigyan kami ng boldness na i-proclaim na si Jesus lamang ang kaligtasan. Ang galing ni Lord, no? Binigyan kami ni Lord ng boldness para i-preach yung gospel. Now, kung ikaw yun, ikaw ay makarinig ng ganong kwento. Kwento paano kumilos ng makapangyarihan si Lord at puspusin ka ng kanyang Holy Spirit para mag-preach ng gospel ng may boldness. Di ba pag makarinig ka ng ganong kwento, ma-encourage ka? So I would imagine the encouragement of the church when they heard the report of Peter and John. Kaya sa verse 24, ito po yung response ng church sa report ni Peter and John. When they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, Sovereign Lord, who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them, who through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said by the Holy Spirit, Why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against His anointed. For truly in this city, there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. Alam niyo po, if you look at their prayer, they acknowledge the sovereignty of God. They acknowledge that all that happened to Jesus was a fulfilled prophecy and was part of God's predestined plan to save us, even if it was opposed by rulers. Alam niyo po, yung pong ginagawa po natin, na tayo po ay bahagi sa gawain ng Panginoon, na yung gawain ng Panginoon na ginagawa natin ay yung pagpapahayag natin ng gospel ni Lord, may kabuluhan po iyan. Walang sayang sa ating pagpapahayag ng gospel ni Lord. Alam niyo po, sa prayer request ng church, makikita natin yung nais po nilang gawin para kay Lord. Sa verse 29, "And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus." Tatlo po ang kanilang prayer request kay Lord. Una, sabi nila, "Lord, bahala na po kayo. Take care of those who are persecuting us." Pangalawa, sabi nila, "Lord, bigyan niyo po kami ng patuloy na boldness upang patuloy namin may pahayag yung gospel po ninyo." Pangatlo, sabi nila, "Lord, enable us to perform signs and wonders in the name of Jesus." Wow! Their prayer requests ay maging bahagi sila sa gawain ni Lord. Kagaya natin dito po sa worship service na to. So praying for continued boldness in proclaiming the gospel shows our continued commitment to the gospel. Kaya po, pag tayo po, pag patuloy po yung boldness na meron tayo, mas marami po tayong pagkakataon na i-proclaim yung gospel. At hindi lang yon, as we continue to pray for continued boldness to preach the gospel, more people will have the opportunity to hear and hopefully believe of the new hope we have in Christ. Maalala niyo po ba yung nag-share ng gospel sa atin? I hope we are thankful to God for the lives of those men and women who took the opportunity to proclaim the gospel with boldness. At tayo po, narinig natin sa pamamagitan nila yung gospel. At tayo po ay naniwala sa gospel. That's why the result of their prayer in verse 31, it says there, "When they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness." Imagine niyo po yung nangyari. The Bible says, nayanig yung meeting place nila, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they continued to speak the word of God with boldness. Kaya po, tayo po dito, we know that as we pray this kind of request to God, diba? God immediately will give us the boldness, will fill us with the Holy Spirit, will enable us to perform signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Diba? Gusto natin yung prayer request na kaagad-agad sasangayunan ni Lord. Kaagad-agad nasasagutin ni Lord. Ito po yung request na yon. God will immediately answer if these are our prayer requests. So in other words, as we continue to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we will continue to proclaim the gospel with boldness. I would like to end this message with this story of Hugh and Harry Bartolome, one of our leaders in church, na in this quarantine, kinuha po nila yung pagkakataon na sa bahay po nila mismo i-share yung gospel. And they did. Si Hugh, habang nag-request po yung kanyang nanay na i-massage niya sa paa, so Hugh was praying to God, "Lord, bigyan niyo po ako ng lakas ng loob, bigyan niyo po ako ng pagkakataon na i-share yung gospel sa aking nanay." Yun po yung ginawa ni Hugh. He was so submitting himself to the Holy Spirit, and he took the opportunity to share the gospel sa kanyang nanay. And praise God, yung nanay po ni Hugh and Harry Bartolome, tinanggap ang ating Panginoong Jesus. The mother received Jesus as her Lord and Savior. Si Harry po prayed for her mom. And so it was a powerful time. Why? Because someone was submitted to the Holy Spirit and took the opportunity to share the gospel. Again, the Holy Spirit fills us with boldness to proclaim the gospel. As I end today, I would like to pray for all of us. We need the Holy Spirit, amen? We need the Holy Spirit to fill us with boldness so that we can proclaim the gospel to the lost. Let's pray right now. Ama naming nasa langit, salamat sa iyong Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, sa oras pong ito, we open up our hearts to you. Lord, we submit to you, Holy Spirit. We yield to you right now. We ask you to fill us with your enablement. Fill us with your boldness. And give us the opportunity to proclaim your word, to proclaim the gospel to the lost. Lord, salamat, Panginoon, that you will be the one to empower us to speak your word with boldness. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I would like to pray for some of us. Alam niyo po sa inyong puso na si Jesus ay hindi pa Panginoon at inyong tagapagligtas. I believe the Lord Jesus is inviting you right now to receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Dahil alam po natin na si Jesus lamang ang tunay at bagong pag-asa ng kaligtasan natin sa ating mga kasalanan. At si Jesus lamang ang nagbibigay ng buhay na walang hanggan sa atin. So, if you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, pray this with me right now. Jesus, maraming salamat na kayo ang aking kaligtasan. Salamat sa inyong kapatawaran sa aking mga kasalanan. Binubuksan ko ang aking puso at tinatanggap kita bilang aking Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Magmula sa araw na ito, Jesus, maghari ka sa aking buhay. Ito ang aking dalangin sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Sa manalangin po nito, tinanggap niyo si Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please connect with us. We would love to help you in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please contact us with the number that is flash on the screen right now. Kung hindi man, contact us po sa Victory Metro East Facebook page so that we can help you grow in the Lord. To all of us, as we get dismissed, I would like to speak a blessing to all of us in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, Amen. God bless. We'll see you again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.